刚开始那个学习圣经之前，他把那个故事的下半部分告诉我们。
You remember the part I told you that I prayed and asked the Lord for some money so I could go to Bible school, and I found $100 in an envelope, but I didn't know where it came from.
诶，你们大家知道吗？我跟你们讲说，我想去加拿大去参观那个圣经学校，但是他没有钱去，就是在他的后门上找到一个信封，里面呢有100块钱，他不知道那100块钱从哪里来的。
20 years passed,
过了20年。
and I was back visiting my mom and dad.
他回去看他爸爸和妈妈。
And I go to the barber shop to get a haircut.
他呢，走到理发店去理发。
And I knew the barber because he was a Christian.
他认识那个理发师，因为呢，他是个基督徒。
So when I went to the barber shop, the barber shop had I don't know, maybe five or six people waiting to get a haircut.
因为他去到那个理发店呢，他不是很确定，但是有5到6个人在等着剪头发。
And so the barber said it'll be a few minutes before I can give you a haircut, and so I waited, and then it was my turn to get in the chair.
你这个里面呢，就是说，他说呢，要等你几分钟，然后才能给你剪，然后他就等着，等着最终呢，让他坐到椅子上了。
And so when I got in the chair to get my haircut, the barber, my friend, said, "I don't think these people know you." He said, "Why don't you tell them your testimony, how the Lord led you to Bible school?"
当他坐到那个椅子上的时候，那个理发师说呢，我不知道，这些人呢在座的，他们都认识你，你为什么不跟他们讲一讲你的见证，你是怎么样去到那个圣经学校的呢？
And I said, "Okay, I will." So I started telling him the story how I prayed to the Lord and asked for some money so I could go to Bible school. And the doorbell rang, and there was nobody at the door, but there was a letter there with my name on it, with money in it.
因为我跟他们讲呢，就是说是我当时呢想去上那个圣经学校，然后呢我口袋里没有什么钱，然后我就跟主祷告了。主祷告以后呢，就是有一天呢，我就打开那个门呢，看到门上夹着一个信封，信封上写着我的名字，里面放着100块钱。
When I got to that part of the story, the barber stopped cutting my hair and he walked around in front of the chair and he looked right in my face and he said, "Didn't I ever tell you I was the one that put the $100 in the envelope?"
然后呢，当我说了那个以后呢，那个理发师就停止了给我剪头发，然后呢，转到我前面来看着我的脸说呢，我有没有告诉过你，就是说是我把那100块钱放在那个信封里夹在你门口呢？
That was the first time I knew in 20 years where that money came from. And the Lord had prompted him to do it, but I didn't know that, so.
所以这是20年来第一次他知道呢，这个钱是从哪里来的。那么说呢，那个主呢提示了他给我这个钱，但是我却一直都不知道。
So you never know when the Lord prompts you to do something. You do that because you might just be an answer to prayer.
所以你永远不会知道，如果主呢，他来提示你去做这个事情呢，你如果照着去做了，就是对某个人的祷告的回应。
Okay. Well, let me pray, and then I'm going to ask you to open your Bible.
所以我们现在祷告，然后呢，让你们打开圣经。
Father, once again, it's a great privilege to meet together and to study the Bible.
随父啊，再一次呢，就是说是我们的荣幸，聚在一起学习圣经。
We thank you for each person who has come today.
我们感谢今天来的每一个人。
We pray that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher and guide.
那我们祷告，您的圣灵呢，是我们的老师和向导。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，Amen。
Okay, the book of Psalms. Book
给大
of
家翻到诗篇。
If you open your Bible somewhere close to the middle of your Bible, you'll probably hit the book of Psalms.
你如果你把你的圣经呢，翻到你圣经的中间那一部分，有可能就翻到诗篇了。
And I want you to turn to Psalm 107.
另外，大家翻到诗篇107。
And we're going to study some verses from this psalm today.
我们今天呢，要学习一些呢，从这个诗篇里的一些经文。
First thing I want us to do is read the first three verses.
我首先要做的是读前面的三节。
And Roy, you can figure that out or read it yourself. I don't care.
你们大家呢，也许那个艾米丽读第一节，老王读第二节，女儿读第三节。
Psalm chapter 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord see soon, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
And gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Okay, thank you. That is very good reading.
谢谢大家，读得非常好。
I want you to notice that in those first few verses, the psalmist is giving thanks because God has saved him or redeemed him.
因为你们知道呢，就是要在这个诗篇的前三节里，这个诗人呢，他来向神感恩，是因为呢，神呢拯救了他或者救赎了他。
The word redeemed in the English word means to purchase or to buy something.
你救赎这个词呢，在英语里呢，就是说去买，或者说呢，把东西买回来。
You'll notice that the Lord has bought or purchased some from the hand of the enemy.
所以你们大家也都知道呢，耶和华呢救赎我们，就是把他从敌人手中救赎出来。
Okay, so we ask ourselves the question, who is the enemy that God redeemed these people from?
所以我们就问自己一个问题：那么谁是这个敌人？是谁？是神从他手里把他的子民救赎出来呢？
And the Bible is very clear that we have a main enemy.
圣经讲得非常清楚，我们有一个主要的敌人。
We have three enemies, the Bible says, but we have one who is the main enemy.
圣经说呢，我们有三个敌人，但是其中一个呢，他是一个主要的敌人。
The three enemies are the world, the flesh, and the devil or Satan.
所以这个呢，就是三个敌人呢，就是说是这个世界，我们的肉身，再一个呢，就是魔鬼，就是撒旦。
So the world is not just the planet, not just the earth, but it's more than that.
所以这个世界呢，它不仅仅只是说我们这个地球，不是这个地球上的事情，还有比这个更多的东西，包括。The
world is a system run by the main enemy, Satan.
所以这个世界呢，是一个制度，它主要是呢，被这个主要的敌人撒旦在掌管的。The
world is not just the sky and the seas and the mountains. It is a philosophy or a system.
所以这个世界呢，它不仅仅只是说是天空，然后海洋，还有陆地。
And the Bible says that Satan is called the God of this world.
圣经说呢，撒旦是这个世界的神。
So the world is our enemy, and it tries to deceive us so that we won't know God or trust the Lord.
所以这个里面的世界呢，它是我们的敌人，它试图呢引诱我们，不认识神或者不相信主。That's
why the Bible talks about worldliness, something we should not be involved in.
这就是为什么圣经说呢，有些东西称之为属这个世界的，我们不应该牵扯进去。
Because that is the system that is run by the God of this world, Satan.
因为这是这一个制度，它就是由这个世界的神撒旦所掌管的。This
system is an effort for man to live without God's influence in his life.
所以这个制度呢，它就是说是足够的可以维护这些不认识神的人，在没有神的情况下，这个世界的运作。The
world or the system is always trying to deceive us or get us to forget God or at least don't think about God.
这个世界的这个制度呢，它总是想去引诱我们不去想神的事情，或者说呢，让我们去忘掉神。The
system wants you to live without God.
这个制度呢，想让你呢活着，在没有神的情况下活着。Another
enemy that we have is called the flesh.
另外一个敌人，我们称之为呢肉体。
The flesh is a word or a term that is used for people who are not Christians.
所以这个肉体呢，肉身呢，它是一个，就是一个概念，或者说是一个说法，描述那些非基督徒的。
The flesh is a result of sin in our lives.
所以我们的肉身呢，是我们人生的罪的后果。It
is what the Bible calls the old man, the unregenerate, the unsaved person.
所以这个就是圣经所称之的那个老我，是没有得救的那个人。The
flesh represents a person trying to live a life without God.
所以这一个那个肉身呢，它就是代表着一个试图在没有神的情况下活着的人。Even
a Christian, one who is born again, can be tempted under the influence of the old the old man, the flesh.
所以这个就算是一个基督徒呢，他也是通常呢会被那个，就是说是老我去影响或者去诱惑。
Now, the third and main enemy is called the devil or Satan.
第三个呢，就是敌人呢，就是称之为魔鬼，或者说是撒旦。
He was once a beautiful, powerful, created angel in heaven.
他曾经是那个非常的漂亮美丽的一个被造的在天上的天使。
But his desire was to be more beautiful and more powerful than God. He wanted to assume a position higher than God.
但是他的目标呢是更漂亮、更有权力。他呢，就他的最终目标就是想要呢，假装他会有一个比神更高的位置。
And so God cast him out of heaven and condemned him to hell forever and ever.
然后呢，神呢把他从天堂里赶出来，然后定了他的罪，进入地狱，永远。
The enemy Satan's greatest desire is to deceive people so that they will go to hell with him.
你这个敌人呢，撒旦，他的那个最大的目标就是说是去引诱人，引诱人呢跟从他，最后跟他一起下地狱。He
wants to be the ruler and the king of the earth. He is called the god of this world.
他想成为统治者，或者说是那个王，这个地球的王，他呢被称之为这个世界的神。He
has been judged and condemned to the lake of fire, but he is not thrown in the lake of fire yet.
他呢已经被定了罪，将要扔到火湖里去，但是目前呢，他仍然还没有被扔进去。
You might remember the story of Adam and Eve in the garden when Eve was deceived by the serpent.
所以你们大家也都记得呢，就是亚当和夏娃在伊甸园的时候呢，夏娃被那个蛊蛇引诱。Satan
was in the form of a serpent and he deceived the woman so to make her and her husband sin against God.
所以呢，撒旦呢，以这个蛇的形式出现，他呢引诱了那个女人，这样呢，亚当和夏娃呢就犯了罪，这样呢，他们就背离了神。Satan's
one objective, his main goal, is to keep people from trusting the Lord Jesus and to go to hell with him.
所以撒旦的他的一个那个主要的目标和他的那个主要的目的呢，就是去引诱人不要去相信主耶稣基督和他一起下地狱。Ever
since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, mankind is now sinful and separated from God.
就算那个亚当和夏娃在伊甸园犯了罪以后呢，人就开始犯了罪，就和神隔离了。The
Bible says all have sinned, none righteous, no not one.
所以圣经说，人人都犯了罪，一个义人都没有。And
because of that, God designed a plan where man's sin could be forgiven and he could go to heaven to be with God.
因为这样呢，神呢设计了一个计划，这样的人的罪呢可以得到赦免，然后可以去到天堂和神在一起。So
God sent his son in the world because the wages of sin is death. God's son died for sinners.
神呢，把他的儿子差到这个世界来，因为呢，罪的工价是死。那么，神呢，差了他的儿子为罪人而死。
And everyone who trusts in the Lord Jesus is redeemed or bought by God out of the hand of the enemy.
所以这个里面每一个呢，相信主耶稣基督的人呢，他们呢就是说是得救赎了，或者说呢是神把他从那个神的敌人手里买赎回来了。
And that's what our introductory verses tell us, that we are bought out of the hand of the enemy.
这就是这个，我们这篇诗篇告诉我们，前面介绍的，我们是啊，神从敌人手中所救赎的。
Now, not everyone is bought or redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
并不是每一个人呢，都是从敌人的手中所救赎出来的。
Only those who believe and trust in the Lord Jesus, they are the redeemed ones.
所以，只有那些呢，就是说是得救的，相信主耶稣基督的是，从敌人手中所救赎的。
Does it matter what language you speak or what color your skin is? What matters is, have you trusted Jesus or not?
所以这个里面呢，就是不管你讲什么语言，你是什么肤色，重要的事情呢，是你有没有相信主。
Does it matter where you were born or where you live?
所以不管你是在哪里出生的，或者你在哪里生活的。
Verse 3, it says he would redeem people from all over the earth.
第三节告诉我们，这些被救赎的是从世界各地来的。
Are you from the east or from the north or from the south or from the west? It doesn't matter. God can redeem those who live in those lands.
你不管你是从东来的，还是从西来的，从南来的和北来的，就是这个都不重要。神可以救赎那些在任何土地上的人。
And so we read, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
所以我们读到呢，就是要向神呢献上感恩，因为他是良善的。
And we're told, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
所以我们被告知呢，愿耶和华救赎的民说这话。
If you are redeemed, can I ask you a question?
如果你是被救赎的，我能不能问你一个问题呢？
Did you thank the Lord today for redeeming you?
今天有没有感谢主？感谢主呢，因为他救赎了你呢。
Think about it like this.
你这样去想。
Let's suppose you have been in the prison of sin and darkness all of your life, and then someone comes and redeems or rescues you.
那就是说，我们假设你就在那个罪和那个就是说是黑暗里面被囚禁了很久，那么有人过来了，把你从里面给救赎出来了。
Wouldn't you want to thank that person who rescued you or redeemed you?
你会不会去感谢那个救了你的，或者说是救赎你的那个人呢？
At 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, every Sunday morning, the Christians get together to say thank you to the Lord Jesus.
因为在我们第十六届福音教会呢，每个星期天的上午呢，基督徒们都聚在一起，感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
They do this by the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and giving your life for us.
因为他们这么做的目的呢，就是通过擘饼和喝那个酒来感谢主耶稣基督来到这个世界拯救了我们。
They don't do this because of tradition or denomination.
他们这么做并不是因为呢，他们是有不同的派别或者说是其他的事情。
They do this because when the Lord Jesus was on earth, he asked his followers, his disciples, to take the bread and take the cup and to eat it and drink it in remembrance of him.
所以他们这么做的原因呢，是主耶稣基督还在地上的时候呢，他教导他们这样做，就是去擘饼喝杯来纪念他。
He said, "The bread represents my body I had when I was on earth, and the cup represents the blood that I shed for your sins."
因为他说呢，这个饼呢是代表我在地上的时候我的这个身体，那么是杯呢代表我为你们流出的血。
So the disciples did this every week on the first day of the week.
因为他的门徒们呢，就是每一个星期的第一天呢，他们都照着这么做。
The first day of the week is not Monday. The first day of the week is Sunday.
一个星期的头一天呢，并不是星期一，而是星期天。
Sunday is the first day of the week, and it was the third day after Jesus' death, and he rose from the grave on the first day, Sunday.
这星期天呢，是一个星期的第一天，是主耶稣基督呢死后第三天复活的那一天。
And so when the disciples got together on the first day of the week, they broke bread in remembrance of the Lord Jesus.
因为他的门徒们呢，就是说是在那个星期天的一个星期第一天，星期天呢，他们领圣餐来纪念主耶稣。
So the first meeting at 16th every Sunday morning is called the breaking of the bread.
因为这个里面呢，就是在每一个星期天呢，每个星期第一天，在第16节福音教会呢，他们纪念主呢，是通过领圣餐来的。
It's when the Christians gather together to remember the Lord Jesus in his death until he comes back.
也就是第一天呢，基督徒们他们聚在一起呢，去纪念主，直到他再来。
Only Christians should break the bread and drink the cup.
所以，只有那个基督徒才能领受饼和喝那个杯。
They are the ones who have been redeemed out of the hand of the enemy.
他们就是那些呢，从那个敌人手中所救赎的。
If you ever go to that meeting and you are not a Christian, you are more than welcome to go, but you should pass the bread and the cup unless you are a Christian.
所以，如果你呢，就是一直在参加这样的领圣餐的话呢，我们欢迎你们来。但是呢，当那个饼和杯递到你旁边时候呢，你要把它传递过去，不要领，直到你信了主以后才可以。
Starting with verse number 4 in Psalm 107, we will look at four circumstances of life.
你从诗篇107第四节开始，我们会看到人生的四个环境。
These four circumstances of life seem at first to be hopeless circumstances.
所以这四种情况呢，在一刚开始呢，看起来好像是一个绝望的处境。
Let me point them out to you. If you're taking notes, you can write it down, or you could underline it in your Bible.
因为呢，让我给大家指出来，如果你记笔记的话呢，你可以写下来，或者说在你的圣经上画重点。
These circumstances seem to be hopeless in human experiences.
这些情况呢，看起来呢，通过那个人类的经验来看是绝望的。
But as we study today, we'll find out they're not hopeless if you include the Lord.
所以当我们今天开始学习的时候，你会发现呢，如果主在里面呢，他就不会是绝望的。Let
me read for you verse 4 and 5, the first hopeless circumstance.
所以让我来给大家读一下第四节、第五节。
They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them.
第四节说，他们在旷野，荒地漂流，寻不见可住的城，又饥又渴，他们的魂在里面发昏。
The second hopeless circumstance is found in verse 10.
所以第二种处境呢，发现的绝望的处境是在第十节里。
I will read verse 10, 11, and 12.
我会读第十节、第十一节、第十二节。
Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help.
也是就是说，那些坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，被困苦和铁链捆锁，是因他们违背神的话语，藐视至高者的劝告，所以他用劳苦制服他们的心，他们扑倒，无人帮助。
The third hopeless circumstance begins in verse 17.
第三个就是说，看起来绝望的处境是从第十七节开始。
Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death.
第十七节、第十八节说，愚妄人因自己的过犯和自己的罪孽，便受苦楚。他们的魂里厌恶各样的食物，就临近死门。The
fourth hopeless circumstance begins in verse 23.
所以第四个就是绝望的处境，是从第23节开始。
Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lift up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end.
刚才读的23到27节，第23节说，那坐船出海，在大水中经商的。 他们看见耶和华的作为，并他在深水中的奇事，因他一吩咐，狂风就起来，海中的波浪也扬起。 他们上到天空，下到海底，他们的魂因患难便消化。他们摇摇晃晃，东倒西歪，好像醉酒的人，他们的智慧无法可施。
I want to go back now and try to explain who these four circumstances of hopeless situations, who these people are.
那意思是我呢要回去试图呢解释一下这四种啊令人绝望的处境是什么样子的，而且他们这些人是谁。
Each one of these circumstances seem to be hopeless. People are in despair.
所以这样的每一个情况呢看起来都是令人绝望的，因为他们已经绝望了。
If we look around the world today, we'll find the whole world is in despair.
所以如果我们环顾我们整个世界，发现呢整个世界都处在绝望中。
There's economic problems all over the world and inflation.
你在世界上呢存在着所有的那个经济问题和通货膨胀。
There's tragedies and bombings and terrorism everywhere we look.
你那里呢都是说存在着悲剧、轰炸，还有恐怖分子。如果我们去看的话，到处都是。
The world has just come through one of the greatest pandemics in modern times.
在现代这个时代呢，整个世界呢刚刚经历过这个一个大的这个就是瘟疫。
There's death and doom everywhere.
所以呢，在世界上呢，每个地方存在着那个死亡和黑暗。
Seems like we're on a crash course and everybody's on board and we're all going down.
就是像我们呢就是在一个要沉的那个船上，每个人都上去了，准备呢要下沉了。
We were driving in the state of Michigan one year and traffic was backed up. For several miles, we thought there had been an accident.
因为就是几年前我们去到那个密支根州，那么说呢，我们当时呢看到那个交通阻塞了有几英里长，我们认为呢前面可能发生了车祸。
The traffic had come to a stop, and people were getting out of their cars and talking to one another.
因为这个交通阻塞呢，人们都下了车，互相交谈。
So I got out of my car and I started talking to people to find out, did anybody know what the problem is?
因为我呢，就是下了我的车，跟周围的人去交谈，试图发现呢，到底是出了什么问题。
And nobody knew what the problem was, but I saw a police officer ahead.And so I walked up to talk to the police officer.
因为这个里面呢，就是没有人知道到底发生了什么，所以我看见呢前面有个警察，所以我就过去跟那个警察交谈，看看到底发生了什么。
And I said to the police officer, I said, "Is there a bad accident? What has happened?"
所以我跟那个警察说呢。是不是有个非常严重的交通事故呢？到底发生了什么呢？
And the police officer said there's been no accident. There's a jumper on the bridge.
所以他说呢，就是说是没有任何的那个，就是说是事故在前面发生，只是在有个人好像是跳桥了。
I said, "What do you mean?" And the police officer says.There's someone on the bridge who is going to jump to their death, and they're trying to talk them out of it.
所以我说，那么那个警察，我不理解你说的什么意思。他说呢，有个人在那个桥上准备跳桥自杀，然后呢，他们试图呢在劝说他。
Why would people want to jump off a bridge and kill themselves?
为什么人要跳桥自杀呢？
They have no hope.
他们没有任何的盼望。
People who have no hope do strange things.
那些没有盼望的人呢，去做一些奇怪的事情。
Real people in really desperate situations take their own life sometimes.
所以呢，真的有人呢，在他那种非常那个绝望的处境的时候呢，自杀。
We see so much of this on TV or the internet that it almost becomes commonplace. It almost becomes normal or acceptable.
因为我们经常在电视或者是在网上看到这样的事情，那这些事情呢，它基本上已经变成了一件普通的事情，或者经常发生的事情，或者人们已经习以为常的事情了。
It doesn't seem to affect us if the war is in Iran.
所以这个呢，看起来对我们没什么影响。如果这个战争发生在伊朗的话，
It doesn't seem to affect me unless the problem has come to my street and my house.
所以这个呢，对于我来说好像没什么影响。除非这个事情呢，来到我门口的街道上，或者呢，发生在我家里。
But when the problem comes to your house, when it's your family, your children, your spouse, if you have no hope, what do you do?
那如果这样的问题出现在你的家庭里，出现在你的配偶身上，你的那个孩子们身上，看起来呢没有希望的时候，你会怎么做呢？
That's what this psalm is all about. What people do. When they have no hope, what can they do?
这就是这篇诗篇要讲的。当他们没有盼望、没有希望的时候呢，那些人呢，应该做什么？他们能做什么呢？
Let's look a little closer at verse 4 and 5.
所以我们再仔细的看一下第四节和第五节。
These are people who are wandering in the wilderness.
所以这些呢，是那些人在旷野里漂流的。
It says in verse 4 that they're wandering in a desolate way, that is a solitary way, a remote way, a way that leads to nowhere.
你这个里面呢，就是说是第四节说呢，他们在旷野，荒地漂流。这个荒地呢，它指的就是那些非常的偏僻的地方，然后呢，那些就是说是隔绝的地方，就是这个地方呢，它不通向任何地方。
It says that they are looking for something.
这里说呢，他们在寻求什么？
Says they find no city. They're looking for a city.
就是说呢，寻不见可住的城市，他们在那寻找一个城。
Now, I told you in our first session this morning that I grew up in a small town in Mississippi.
所以今天上午呢，在那一场会议里，我告诉给大家，我是在密西西比的一个小镇上长大的。
I don't like big cities. I don't like cities.
我不喜欢大城市，我连城市都不喜欢。
Too many people and too much traffic and too much confusion.
因为太多的人，太阻塞的交通，太多的混乱。
It seems that Toronto might have about 4 or 5 million people in it.
所以呢，看起来呢，现在多伦多城市有4到500万人。
And that is a small city compared to some of the cities in China.
所以这个城市呢，与中国的某些城市比起来呢，仍然是个小城市。
But this psalm was written 2,000 years before Jesus was born.
所以这个诗篇呢，是在主耶稣基督呢出生之前的2000年写的。
A big city wasn't so big in those days.
在那些时代里呢，大城市并不是很大。
But a city offered something that a farm in the country did not have.
所以呢，就是但是城市里它提供的东西呢，对那些住在农村里的那些农民来说，他们所不具备的东西。
Cities had walls around them, which gave security to the people who lived in the city.
所以呢，城市呢都有城墙，它这样呢给那个住在城市里的人呢提供安全保障。
There were people who could group together, and there was strength in numbers.
所以那些人呢，他们可以集中住在一起，因为他们人多了，他们就力量大。
A city offered protection and safety to those who lived in the city.
对那些住在城市里的人来说，那这个城市呢，通常呢，给他们提供那个保护和安全。
And a city also had water, food, resources.
所以在城市里的通常呢，有水和食物的资源。
So when they were looking for a city, they were looking for safety and security and provisions.
当他们寻找城市的时候呢，他们寻找那个安全，寻找保障，寻找供应。
But they weren't in the city. They were in the wilderness where they were easy for bandits to rob them and for enemies to destroy them.
但是他们却当时不在城市里，他们在旷野里，这个呢很容易呢让他们被遗弃，或者说呢他们的敌人呢去那个打劫他们，袭击他们。
And in that wilderness, we read, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them.
所以在那个旷野里呢，我们读到呢，他们又饥又渴，他们的魂在里面发昏。
In other words, there was nothing satisfying in the wilderness.
所以从另外一个角度去说呢， 在旷野里没有任何东西可以使你满足。
But they were looking for something satisfying.
但是他们在寻求某些东西可以满足他们。
I think you can get the picture if you think about the application.
所以呢，我认为呢，你如果去想一下这个应用的话呢，你就会发现这个画面。People
today in 2026 are still wandering in the wilderness.
所以我们今天的人，在2026年仍然在旷野里漂流。
This wilderness is not a desert or a mountain, it is the wilderness of the ignorance of the ways of God.
这个里面呢，并不是说是沙漠和山的那个旷野，而是呢，是因为对神的无知的这样的一个旷野。
And what are people looking for today? They're looking for safety and security and provision.
所以当地的人在寻求什么呢？他们寻求安全，寻求保障，寻求供应。
But they're looking in the wrong places.
但他们却找错了地方。
they're looking for safety and security and provisions, but not in the Bible, and not in the churches, and not in God.
所以他们所寻求的那样的安全保障和供应呢, 不是在圣经里的, 不是在教会里, 不是在神里的。
Maybe yourself, or maybe your neighbor, or maybe somebody you know is very unhappy, and they're looking for something, but they're not finding it.
所以也许是你的邻居，也许是你家人，也许是某个你认识的人，他们在寻求那个某些能够让他满足的东西，但是他们却找不着。They're
trying to find safety in money and houses and jobs. They're trying to find security in the devices that man invents.
因为他们试图呢，在那个就是说是金钱里，在房子里，在工作里找到安全。他们呢，在寻求那些人发明的东西里给他们保障。It
seems that they won't read a Bible, they won't listen to the gospel, but they still have something missing in their life, but they don't know where to find it.
这个看起来呢，他们呢不听福音，不读圣经，但是呢，他看起来在他们人生里呢，他们呢仍然呢迷失了一些东西，他们却找不到。At
the end of verse 5 is the result that their soul fainted in them.
所以呢，第五节的结尾呢就是这样的一个结果，他们的魂在里面发昏。
So this is the first circumstance they wandered in the wilderness.
这就是第一个情况，他们在旷野里漂流的。Now
let's see who the second category of people are in verse 10.
所以我们来看看第二类的人在第十节里是谁。
These people sit in darkness in verse 10.
在第十节里，这些人呢坐在黑暗里。
And they are bound up or tied up in afflictions and irons.
他们呢被困苦和铁链呢捆锁，或者说是绑住了。
But unlike the people we just read about, they're not in the wilderness. They are not looking for a city. We know why they have trouble.
所以这个里面呢，就是不像我们前面提到的那些人呢，这些人呢，他们不在旷野里，他们呢，也是我们不知道他们为什么在寻求什么。
But why do they sit in darkness and why are they afflicted?
他们为什么坐在黑暗中呢？为什么他们困苦了？Verse 11 tells us.
They have rebelled against the words of God.
因为他们违背神的话语。
If you go to someone's house and you go into the house to visit them and there are no lights on in that house and they're just sitting in darkness, you would say something is wrong here.
如果你去某人家里去访问他或者进到他家里以后呢，看见有人呢坐在家里，但是 整个房子里一片黑暗，你会觉得肯定有什么事情不对了。We
would say today that person must be distressed or in despair.
所以我们今天会说呢，那些人呢必定呢很痛苦，或者说绝望了。We
would say that person is depressed. They have no hope.
我们会说呢，这个人呢非常压抑，他没有盼望。
I remember on several occasions visiting in a home, and the drapes were all drawn over the windows. There was no light coming in, and they were just sitting in darkness. They were very, very discouraged.
因为我认为呢，我记得有几次呢，我去参观去拜访人的时候呢，在他那房子里呢，窗帘呢全部都拉下来了，家里呢没有任何的光线，这些人呢非常的，他们坐在黑暗里，非常的灰心丧气。
In the scriptures we read here, we know why these people are so depressed.And why they're so discouraged, and why they sit in dark places.
在这个经文里，我们读到呢，这些人呢，他们为什么呢？如此的痛苦，他们为什么如此的，就是说绝望？为什么他们坐在黑暗中
？They were not sitting in dark places because they were wandering in the wilderness.They were sitting in dark places because they didn't want God in their life.
所以他们呢坐在那个黑暗中呢，并不是因为他们在旷野里，他们坐在黑暗中呢，是因为他们不想要神进入他们的人生。
Notice the language in verse 11. They rebelled against the words of God.
所以你注意到十一节的这些语言，说他们违背了神的话语。
These people are sitting in darkness, not because they don't know where to go. They're sitting in darkness because they've rebelled against the Bible, the Word of God.
所以这些人呢，就是他们坐在黑暗里呢，并不是因为呢，他们不知道往哪里去，他们坐在黑暗中呢，是因为他们违背神的话语，就是违背圣经。
These are people who maybe went to church or maybe grew up in a Sunday school, but they have decided they did not want God's word and they rebelled against it.
所以这些人呢，有可能去过教会，有可能呢是在主日学里长大的，但是呢，他们决定，他们不要神的话，所以他们违背了神的话。
When we read again in verse 11, they despise the counsel of the Most High. Whatever God's word said, they said, we're not believing that. That's not true. We don't want that.
因为第十一节继续说呢，藐视至高者的劝告。他们在这个意思呢，就是他们说的，不管说圣经里说什么，他说我们认为呢，那不是真的，我们不想要那个，我们也不想听。
Notice the result in verse 12.
看看在第十二节里产生的后果。
God brought them down. God filled their heart with fear.And labor, and there was none to help.
以神呢，用劳苦制服他们的心，他们扑倒，无人帮助。
If you don't call on God to help you, nobody else can help you.
如果你不呼求神帮助你，就没有人能帮助你了。
If you rebel against the word of God, you will end up sitting in a dark place with no hope.
所以呢，如果你违背神的话语的话呢，最终呢，你会最终的结局是在黑暗中没有盼望。
The last thing we read in verse 12, none to help.
所以在第十二节的最后，我们读的是无人帮助。
The first group.Wandering in the wilderness.
第一组人呢，在黑在旷野里漂流。
The second group sitting in darkness.
第二组人呢，坐在黑暗中。
Let's notice the third group in verse 17.
现在你要看看第三组人是在第十七节里。
The Bible calls them fools.
所以你把他们称为愚妄人。
And then the Bible tells us why they are fools.
所以圣经呢, 然后告诉我们, 他们为什么是愚妄人?
They're fools because they have a life full of sin, but they won't do anything to help themselves.
因为他们是愚妄人呢, 是因为他们在人, 他们的人生里呢, 充满了罪恶, 他们不想去做任何事情, 去改正。
I remember my own life before I was redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
所以我记得我自己的人生在我呢, 被从敌人的手里救赎回来之前,
I remember looking for safety, but I didn't look in the right places.
所以呢, 我在寻求安全, 但是并没有在找对地方。
Night after night, I remember sitting in dark, lonely room with none to help.
因为一晚接一晚的, 我记得呢, 我坐在那个黑暗中, 没有任何的盼望, 也没有任何人的帮助我, 极其的孤独。
The life that I was living was full of sin and evil, but I wouldn't do anything to help myself.
因为我的人生里呢, 充满了罪和邪恶, 但是呢, 我不想去做任何事情去改正。
In verse 18, it says, their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they draw near to the gates of death.
第18节说, 他们魂里厌恶各样的食物, 就临近死门。
This is a picture of a person who refuses to do anything that would help them.
所以这个呢, 就是一个画面, 那些人呢, 他拒绝做任何事情去帮助自己。
The Bible calls them fools, and the Bible says they're near death.
圣经说呢, 称他们为愚妄人, 圣经说呢, 他们临近死门了。
Their lifestyle is killing them physically and spiritually, and they will do nothing about it.
他们的人生的生活方式呢, 就是说是, 啊, 杀害他们自己肉体和灵力双方面的, 但是他们却不想去做任何事情去改正。
So some are wandering in the wilderness, some are sitting in darkness, and some are fools because of sin in their life.
因为有些人呢, 他在旷野里漂流, 有些人坐在黑暗中, 有些人呢, 是愚妄人, 因为是他们人生的罪。
The fourth group in verse 23.
第23节是第四组人。
These people are busy people, and they are business people.
这些人呢, 是非常忙碌的一些人, 他们都是商人。
They see the works of God, but they ignore the works of God.
他们呢, 就是说是看到神的工作, 但是他们却忽略神的工作。
Their lives are like a troubled sea.
所以他们的人生呢, 就像一个就是不定的大海。
Their soul melts in them. Their life is a wreck on the sea of life.
所以他们的那个灵魂呢, 在它里面呢, 就融化, 消化了, 他们的那个人生里面就有那个狂风和波浪。
They're like a drunk man. They're staggering along the street.
因为他们就是像是一些那个要下沉的人, 他们呢, 一直呢, 就是说是, 啊, 往下沉。
And they are at their wit's end.
他们呢, 都在波浪中。
What that means is, they have run out of suggestions. They have no more thoughts of how they're going to get out of the mess that they're in.
所以这个里面呢，这里所讲到的呢，就是他们已经穷尽了一切的，他们那样的想法，他们都不知道怎样呢，把他们从这个人生的混乱中呢，把他自己拯救出来。
You know what people do who are at their wit's end? Many of them take their own life.
你知道那些人在他们人生的风浪里，他们做什么吗？他们通常会自杀。
I remember going to a home where a young man, 18 years old, took his own life.
我记得呢，有一次回去呢，看到一个人，那年轻人18岁，他自己自杀了。
He wanted to die.
他想死。
He had no hope.
他没有盼望。
He took a strap off of his suitcase and hung it on the doorknob of the door in the bedroom. And in a sitting position, he hung himself.
所以他呢，就是说他的那个衣服上呢，就是说是从那个箱子上拿出了一个绳子，一个绳子呢，这样呢，他用自己把一端呢，就是绑在自己脖子上，一端呢绑在他那个浴室的那个门的把手上，然后以坐着的姿势把自己给吊死了。
I got there before the police got there.
所以呢，我在警察来之前，我都到了那里。
I never saw such a sad scene.
我从来没看见过如此那个悲惨的场面。
Total hopelessness.
完全绝望。
At his wit's end. No hope.
现在在他们里面呢，人生的风浪里没有盼望。
The world is full of people like this.
这世界上呢，充满了像这样的人。
Some wandering in the wilderness, they don't know where to go and they don't know how to get there.
有些人呢，在旷野里漂流，他们不知道怎么做，他们不知道去哪里，怎么去到那里。
They're looking for safety and security, but they can't find it because they're looking in the wrong place.
他们在寻求那样的安全和保障，但是他们找不到，因为他们找错了地方。
Others sit in darkness, not because they're in ignorance, because they don't want God in their life.
有些其他的人呢，坐在黑暗中呢，并不是因为呢他们的无知，是因为他们不想要神呢在他们的人生里。
Others are fools because of sin in their life and they're near death.
有其他人呢是愚妄人，因为他们人生里的罪，他们已经临近死亡了。
And others stagger like drunken men and they have no hope.
其他人呢，就像那个醉酒的人，他们没有任何的盼望。
Okay, now watch your Bible. This is not the end of the story.
那么现在呢，看你的圣经，这并不是故事的结尾。
If you were hungry and thirsty and your soul melted in you and you can't find a city, what should you do?
所以呢，如果你在你的灵魂里呢，就是已经融化了，你不知道该怎么做，你坐在黑暗中，你想去寻找一个城市，那你应该怎么做呢？
Look at verse 6.
看看第六节。
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses.
于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华。他从他们的祸患中拯救他们。
If you were sitting in darkness and depression because you rebelled against God, what should you do?
如果你坐在黑暗中呢，你是绝望的，你悖逆的神，你应该怎么做呢？
Look at verse 13.
看看第13节。
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses.
于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华, 他就从他们的祸患中拯救他们。
If the Bible calls you a fool and you were killing yourself because of sin in your life, what should you do?
如果圣经称你为愚妄人呢,你在你的人生中充满了罪,你准备自杀,你应该怎么做呢?
Look at verse 19.
看看第19节。
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses.
19节就说,于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华, 他从他们的祸患中拯救他们。
If you were sick because of sin, if you staggered like a drunken man and at your wit's end, what should you do?
如果你呢,就是迷失了在那个像在旷野里,或者说是你是一个像那个醉酒的人,没有了方向,你应该怎么做呢?
Look at verse 28.
第28节。
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses.
因为第二节,于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华, 他从他们的祸患中拯救出来。
I hope you're following the text.
我希望你们大家呢,都跟从着这些经文。
There were four different circumstances of life, but there was one cry that was the same.
所以这个呢,就是说是有四种不同的情况,但是呢,只有一个呼求,他们在呼求。
So what we learn from this is, no matter what your circumstance is, if you cry to the Lord in your trouble, He will answer your request.
因为我们这是你学东的,不管你的人生的情况是什么样的,你要向耶和华哀求,向他祷告,他会呢满足你的需要。
And interestingly enough, when God answers the prayer, he answers according to your need.
所以这个非常有意思的是呢,不管神怎么样呢,回应你的祷告,他都是按照你的需要回应你的祷告。Those
who were wandering in the wilderness, he answered according to their need. In verse 7, he led them forth by the right way.
因为那些呢在旷野里漂流的时候呢,神呢回应他们的祷告,根据他们的需求在第七节里说呢,领他们行走直路。That
they might go to a city for a dwelling place.
使他们可往可居住的城。You
need a city? God says, I got a city. I'll lead you to that city. You ask me.
他说呢,你需要找到个城市吗?我会给你提供城市,而且呢,就是说是,我会向你显示去那个城市的路,你求我。For
those who sat in darkness, when they cried to the Lord, notice verse 14. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death.
所以呢,对那些呢,坐在黑暗中的人,你注意一下第四节,他从黑暗中和死荫里领他们出来。Those
who were fools because of a sinful life, when they cried to the Lord, in verse 20, he sent his word and he healed them.
所以那些呢,就是愚妄人呢,他们呢, 活在他们最终的人呢,你看看第二十节,他发出他们的话,医治他们,拯救他们,脱离毁灭。Those
who were drowning in the sea of life, and they cried to the Lord, look at verse 29, he calmed the storm so that the waves are still And they are glad because they are quiet.
这个里面呢，就是说是对那些呢，摇摇晃晃、东倒西歪，好像这一句的人呢，你看看第二十节是怎么说的？当他们向耶和华哀求的时候呢，耶和华使狂风止息，波浪就平静了。
I hope you get this. The answer is, cry to the Lord in your troubles, and He will meet you where you are.
在这个里面，我希望大家理解这一点。那当你在你人生的麻烦中呢，向耶和华哀求呢，他就会在你的那个患难中遇见你。In
all four of these hopeless circumstances, God became their only hope.
所以在这四种就是看似绝望的情况下呢，神呢是他们唯一的盼望。
Let's go to the New Testament now, to the book of Romans.
所以我们翻到新约，翻到罗马书。
Chapter 10.
第十节。第十章。
And just one verse, verse 13.
我们只看一节经文，第十三节。
I'm going to ask Vic if he'll read that verse.
那我们读一下这句经文。Verse
13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。In
the psalm we read, it wasn't until the people called on the name of the Lord that they got the answer they needed.
因为在那个就是诗篇里我们读到那些人呢，直到他们哀求耶和华，他们的需要都不会得到满足。Don't
you find it interesting that we call on everybody else first when we have a need?
你有没有发现这个非常有意思呢？当我们需要的时候呢，我们首先呢求的是其他的一些人。
What's the first thing you do if you get sick? You call on a doctor.
现在就是，如果你病了，你第一件所做的事情是什么呢？你去看医生。What
if you have an emotional problem? You call on a psychiatrist.
如果你有情绪上的问题呢，你去看心理医生。If
you have marriage problems, you call on a marriage counselor.
所以呢，你如果有婚姻的问题呢，你首先找的是一个婚姻的，就是劝告的人。We
call on bankers, we call on lawyers, we call on everybody else first.
我们呢去寻求那个银行，寻求律师，我们首先呢呼求的是其他的人。But
our God is the only one who has the answers.
但是我们的人是唯一一位呢有答案的。We
must call on the name of the Lord.
我们必须呢呼求呢主的名。You
and I need to learn that God is an expert in every area of life.
你我呢，必须学会神在人生的每一个领域里都是专家。The
Lord Jesus is called the great physician, the great doctor.
主耶稣基督被称之为呢伟大的医生。He's
an expert in psychology.
他是心理方面的专家。He
knows what's in the heart of man.
他知道人的内心想什么。He's
a financial counselor. He knows where everything comes from.
他是一个财务顾问，他知道所有的事情是怎么来的。And
he's the only way to make peace with God. Only through the Lord Jesus can we go to the Father.
这是唯一一条路和能和神找到平安的，这是唯一一条路我们可以认识神的。
Whatever circumstance of life that you're in right now, my advice to you is call on the name of the Lord in your trouble, and he will meet you where you are.
因为不管你人生的现在情况是什么，我劝告大家呢，在你人生的情况的这麻烦的时候呢，你要去首先呼求主，他就会恰恰满足你在那里的需要。
Let me show you one more interesting thing before we quit today. It's in Psalm 107.
所以呢，我跟大家再看一下呢，在我们结束之前，一个非常有意思的事情是在诗篇107里面。
If you're wandering in the wilderness and you call on the name of the Lord and he meets your need, what should you do?
所以呢，你如果呢，就是说在旷野里漂流，你去呼求耶和华，他会满足你的需要，告诉你应该怎么做。
Look at verse 8.
看看第八节。
Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness.
所以啊，愿人因他的良善，向他，称赞他。
If you were sitting in darkness in the shadow of death and you called on the Lord and he brought you out and gave you hope, what should you do?
如果呢，就是说是你坐在黑暗里，你没有的那个盼望，你临近死亡，他把你从里面拯救出来了，那你应该怎么做呢？
Look at verse 15.
看看第十五节。
Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness.
愿人因他的良善和他向孩子们所行的奇事赞美耶和华。
If you were fools and dying because of a sinful life and you called on the Lord and he sent his word and healed you, what should you do?
如果你是个愚妄人呢，在你的活在一个罪有罪的人生里临近死亡，他呢把你给拯救出来了，那你应该怎么做？他向你指明的方向。
Look at verse 21.
我们看看第21节。
Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness.
愿人因他的良善赞美耶和华。
If you were sinking in the sea of life and at your wit's end, and you called on the name of the Lord, and he brought you into your desired haven, what should you do?
如果呢，就是说是那么说呢，你在一个大海这风浪的大海上在下沉，那么说呢，你东倒西歪的时候，他把你从祸患中拯救出来了，你应该怎么做？
Anybody want to guess? Verse 31.
有人想猜一下吗？第31节。
Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness.
愿人因他的良善，感谢主。
I hope you see the pattern.
我希望你们看到这个模板。
It is so obvious.
这个非常的明显。
So my question in closing to you today is, will you call on the name of the Lord or will you continue to struggle in your situation?
所以呢，我现在给大家的问题是，如果你在你的情况下呢，环境里呢，哀求耶和华，你仍然会在你的困境中挣扎吗？
And when the Lord answers your prayer,Don't forget to say thank you.
当主呢回应了你的祷告，不要忘记说感谢主。
Roy, you close in prayer for us.
我们来做一个结束的祷告。既然天父呢，感谢您今天赐给我们在一起的时间，也感谢 Joe Reese 来跟我们讲神的真理，也感谢他今天跟我们做的这美好的见证，我们知道一个罪人怎样归向主以后有了全新的人生， 愿我们每一个人呢，都信了主的，继续的辛勤的去服侍主，感谢主。愿没有信主的，愿他们呢内心呢受到触动，也接受主为他们的个人救主。我们也继续为那个就是诺玛和 Harold 的祷告，求您呢医治诺玛，安慰 Harold。今天不感谢您呢，给我们带来的一起在一起的时间。求您呢，把我们每个人都安全带回家，下次呢也把我们带回来。求您呢赐福给我们在座的每一个人和我们的家人。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. 谢谢老板。